Thanks for tuning in to the Entertainment News Break on the Let's Get Ready Network, the place for coverage of all the things you love. On this feed, we cover movies, TV, video games, and more. If you're interested in supporting the network, you can subscribe to our Patreon at patreon.com/LGR_network. And please leave a rating and a review of this episode. Enjoy the show, everyone. New shoes, new tracks, like who's that? I'm new, come back better than last. Yeah, it's a new me, never gonna look back. Never gonna look back. Cause damn, I was built to last. You move slow and I move fast. And that's facts. Only I can make a change. Slowly take a step today. I will never be the same. Cause that's what it takes.
Listen, guys, this is Entertainment News Break, but maybe like a shorter break than normal. Obviously, more like an Entertainment News Flash. One of the big things coming out is like the Marvel's movie came out, had its trailer put out on the YouTubes and everywhere else online. And like, oh my God, like it's getting a lot of hate, a lot of hate. Like, I don't know. Like, so the biggest question I guess here is, it's like, as soon as that happens, because it's a female-led comic book, you know, movie, all of a sudden everybody that doesn't like it starts getting name called, because they get called like bigots or misogynist or men that don't like women, you know, all this other stuff, right? And everything. So like, obviously not everybody that dislikes the trailer, they watch the video, they dislike it because of whatever reason, right? Like, so is that justified? I personally never like or dislike a trailer, like the actual video that I watch. I never actually hit the thumbs up or thumbs down. I don't feel like the need. I either like it or dislike it. I'll tell my friends when I'm talking about the show or movie or whatever that, hey, I like it, or just like whatever, right? Like, I don't feel the need. I have to hit a button on like whatever. Like, it's good. Like, I do that for like regular YouTube channels and stuff like that, because like they need it. Like, that helps them out, like an algorithm. So people that I watch regularly on YouTube, I'll throw them a like and stuff, because that helps out them get even more possibility of subscribers. But like, you know, I don't do that on well, let's just go ahead, because I got it pulled up here. But I don't do that on say regular basis to like these things right here, like Marvel Entertainment, 20.1 million subscribers. Like, I'm not even subscribed. I just, you know, whatever. But that's because they're so big, they don't need my help. So, I mean, it's one of those things. Right here, you can't see the dislikes. I got it pulled up on the screen now. But you can't see the dislikes. You can see the likes at 482,000, but there's a lot more dislikes. And you can kind of tell. So, like, one of the things I wanted to do here was, like, this is kind of funny, okay? So, there's a bunch of comments. I loved how Monica Rambeau's entire character history is testing different energies out by just walking right into them. True statement by this person. We got another one with, I love the part where Nick Fury says, enough is enough. I have had it with these MFing snakes on this motherfucking plane, right? Like, so this guy right here, bunch of likes for that one. Like, he's obviously talking about something that don't even involve in this movie. I love the part where the cat army charged down the stairs into Mordor. I love the part when Batman came and rescued himself, sent chills down my spine. So basically, there's all these things where now it's gotten to where people are just making comments. It's not even about the movie and stuff like that. So like I said before, there's a lot of hate, and some of it, obviously, there is a percentage of this. Now, what percentage, I don't know, but there is a percentage of this, like it or not, there is a percentage of this that is because there's some men out there that are misogynist. They're piece of craps. They're going to hate on it no matter what, because it's like women and they don't like women for some reason. Like, I don't know. They've probably never been laid in their entire life at all, period. And so they're taking out their revenge, you know, on the internet these days. There obviously is some of that group that is that percentage. How big that percentage is, I don't know, because I watched the trailer and I'm going to be honest with you, it's pretty weak for a Marvel trailer. It just is. Like, some of the jokes and funny stuff they're trying to do just isn't like, here's where homegirl goes to go through the little thing and bumps into it. But I don't know, man. There's just some of this that like wasn't all that great. Like it wasn't as funny to me and everything else. But like I said, I didn't feel the need of like right after I watched it to be like, oh God. Because like these guys, look at these guys. This is the cheapest cost. I could have costumed these dudes. Literally. They just threw some dudes, it looks like, in some like ninja outfits, like, but like this is not really good like costume design. It looks really cheap, and if you watch it, if you let it play a little bit, like right when they first come out, you can kind of see almost how cheap it is. Like, we'll actually play, look how cheap this is. So like, and this is part of their show, like they did, so this isn't really anything new. This is something right that happened at the very end of the Marvel's like TV show, like where she pops up in a room. So that's actually just a rehash right there, like of that. But like I said, there's just not a huge amount like to super love about this, but also don't think there's a lot to hate about it either. Like I said, there's a couple of things. It's like, oh, what is this? What is that? Obviously, this is actually a cool part right here that I really kind of liked right here. We got this cat looks exactly like my cat, by the way. That cat, Goose, looks exactly like my cat. I almost want to rename my cat Goose because of that. And I look, I'm a sucker for the Beastie Boys. So like, I kind of like that. But at the same time, it's like I said, this didn't knock my socks off. This didn't blow the doors down. But I'm not on the other side too, where it's like the worst thing ever. I've seen way worse trailers before. So I don't understand the hate and the vitriol. I don't understand like all the downvotes. Like I said, like this trailer made you so mad. You watched it and had to hit, oh, I had to thumbs down it. Don't get it. And like this phenomenon that's happening right now where you can see all these things. It's like, I love the part where she says, get to the chopper. It's like these things right here don't even part of the movie. They're just coming in here and they're like jumping in here. And making these comments, it's hilarious. Like, I almost make a show where I just go down here and read all these stupid comments that don't have nothing to do with it. So, like I said, this is one of those things. Does it deserve the hate or does it deserve the love? I don't think it deserves either. I don't think it deserves 482,000 upvotes because or likes because it's not that great. Like, for a Marvel entertainment company, like trailer, this is one of the weaker ones, if not the weakest I've ever seen. It doesn't do a whole lot. There's a couple of like cool things, but I don't understand. I just don't get how, like, look, it's not that good and it's not bad. It's not bad enough for you to go over here and start all this other crap with it too. So like, this is where I'm falling in line to it. I don't think it deserves the hate that people are are showing towards it now. I don't think it's the best thing ever either. So like, if you're defending it, like it's the best thing trailer that you've ever seen, like, bro, get off that. That ain't happening either. And it's not that bad to be starting this whole thing. So obviously some of the percentage of these people is men that hate women, right? This is all it is to it. Whether it's 10, 20, 30%, we will never probably ever truly know. Because at the same time, I think most people making those comments on the bottom are just having fun. It's like funny. It's something that started happening. Somebody found it funny, so they kept doing it. So like, I don't necessarily think that everybody that's making a comment on there are the people that hate women. I don't think that people that hit the downvote, the thumbs down on it, necessarily hate women, like all of them. There are a percentage of them that do. There are a percentage of them you can say are misogynistic. They just don't like it because it's women. Characters and stuff. You can definitely say that for some of those guys, but you can't say that for all of them, because like I said, I didn't like the trailer and I thought a couple of things looked kind of cheap, didn't look that good. There was a couple of things that I thought was cool, but like, it's just one of those things where people are different. Everybody doesn't think like me. So maybe some people even noticed some couple other things that they really didn't like about it and wanted to hit that thumbs down. That doesn't make them misogynist. You can't just go around throwing and name calling out whenever something happens that you don't like or whatever, right? So like, that is what it is. Ultimate verdict is I really, some of those are those kind of people. Some of those deserve to be called those names, but not all. And we need to sit back and relax, man, because Just because you hit a thumbs down does not make you a piece of crap. Just because you didn't like the trailer doesn't make you a piece of crap person. And we need to hold off on that rhetoric. We do need to point out, though, that there is like reasons for it to get that bad. And that is because there are some people, this is going to, even if it was the greatest trailer of all time, they'd have went on there and disliked it just because of that. We also have to notice that Brie Larson's came out and said some things that made some people mad, right? Me and Ferris not long ago in one of the EMBs was talking about this. Like, she said a couple of things in a press conference one time that was like basically talking about how it's like 60% white males that do the critics or whatever in the space to get invited to these rooms. And I'm going to tell you that that's attacking those people that's in that room. She might not have meant it that way. And I think she has a point, like maybe things do need to get better with those kind of things and having more diverse like people like being able to do that. But for one, being a critic takes nothing. I'm sort of doing it, even though I don't like to call myself a critic. I'm sort of doing it on YouTube. It takes nothing. Anybody can do it, right? I'm a single father, do not have a lot of money or whatever, and I'm over here telling you my thoughts about movies and stuff like that when they come out and gives you like quick reactions and stuff. So like I'm doing that, and I'm like one of the most, like, I do not have a lot of money, so you don't even have to have money to do what I'm doing, okay, for one. Now, to make it big, maybe if you had more money and more support and stuff like that, obviously you could get big and you'd be inside those rooms that she was talking about. But there are people in that room that work their ass off, regardless of whether they're white, black, or whatever. They work their ass off to be able to be in that room. They busted out hard work and it paid off for them. And now they're able to be in that room and get interviews and see press conferences and stuff like that. But they literally worked their ass off for it. They deserve what they got. Not everybody in that room, because they're a white guy, just got like a free ride to the table. Now, there are some of them probably did. Some of them had silver spoons in their mouth, had the right, know the right people, that kind of things. So I get it. I understand that. That happens. Let's don't act like there isn't none of that going on, because there is. But there's also a few of those people in there. You got to be realistic here, that worked their ass off to earn that spot. And you're sitting in that room and someone says something like that, like that's directed towards everyone. It doesn't differentiate. She calls them all out. You're going to feel kind of attacked in that situation. And I think other people that are just like the Black Lives Matter, right? You had these, because they didn't understand the way it was said. Like, Black Lives Matter was not, it wasn't saying that white lives don't matter. That's not what it was saying. It was saying something totally different. If you could understand the nuances of it, you're fine with it. But you have the idiots, though, that hear things and they go, oh, well, white lives matter. All lives matter. What are they trying to single out these people? Because they're stupid. They can't like understand the nuances of that particular slogan or phrase. And just like here, right, you see a lot of press conference and you see her coming out and basically, if you're a white male that don't get it, right, that don't understand racism, misogyny, and stuff like this, you don't understand it, and you hear her say those words, well, why is it she got to come after the white guy? Why has she got to come after the white folk? Right. Like, and then they start getting irritated and pissed off, and now they don't like anything she's in. That's going to be a fallout from that. Like it or not, there's going to be a fallout from that. A lot of people's going to come and like use that. They're going to use the thing that I just said, right, where I just broke it down to where some people in that room really worked hard to get where they're at. Like, they wasn't given anything. They had to bust their ass hours after hours after hours, hard work after hard work to get to where they're at. They had to earn it. There are some people that didn't have to do that, but some of those guys did. So the other people that wants to justify them hating on everything Brie Larson's in is going to use that point. They're going to say like, well, she just dumped on a whole group of people, regardless of who they are. She just dumped on them. She just dumped on a bunch of men that was sitting in a press conference that a lot of them deserved to be where they're at. And I can kind of agree with that to a certain point, but I can't agree. Why are you going to go and attack everything that she's in? Like, everything. Like, I just don't get, man. It's just, bro, where's all the hate coming from, man? Just love one another, for God's sakes. It's like I say on this channel, every time we go to do it, I'm about to do it now because I'm about to get out of here. It's just stay sexy, man. That's it. Stay sexy. Be kind. Love one another. Like, stop being all this. Stop taking things too far. Right? Like, maybe she said what she said, but she didn't mean it in the exact way that you took it, kind of thing. And you're still going to have to attack her. It's like, We don't even know anything about the Jonathan Majors stuff going on right now with the guy who's placed Kane. But, like, you know, if he did anything that's bad, he needs to be taken care of. But don't be calling the guy, like, a rapist and shit. And we don't even know the whole story yet, guys. Just hold on. Hold on to your horses. Keep, you know, damn. Keep your panties on, okay? But until next time, guys, like I said, just love each other, care for each other, and stay sexy, man. I'll see you on the next one. New shoes, new tracks, like who's that? I'm new, come back better than last year. It's a new me, never gonna look back. Never gonna look back. Cause damn, I was built to last. You move slow and I move fast. And that's facts. Only I can make a change.